Alright, everybody, this is S. Anthony Thomas. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. And I had a papa crush on a couple of people. And I know that sounds like a weird thing. It sounds weird, but it isn't weird. Trust me. I will explain exactly what a papa crush or a mama crush, if you're a lady. I'm going to explain exactly what that is. I'm sure you've had one. And it's not weird. And I'll explain in this episode. So, are you ready? Of course you are. Let's do it. All right, everybody. This is S. Anthony Thomas. I know you know that already. But we're back, my friends. I'm back. How are you doing, my friends? How are you doing? I just noticed something. It's amazing how you get into a relationship with people and you don't even realize you're building a relationship. And I'm going to talk about that this time. You know, you have relationships with people that you didn't even necessarily know were going to become relationships. And sometimes you build papa crushes. I'll explain what that is in a little bit. But I'm still sick from the stomach flu, you know, and I was in really bad shape for a little while. Not life threatening, but just felt horrible. Still do, but much better. Thank you for asking. And, you know, some of the stuff, some of the messages, I appreciate the get well soons and all of that stuff. I appreciate it. But the thing is, because I don't feel well enough to drive yet, and I probably won't for another couple of days or so, I've been ordering stuff from a place that I used to order occasionally, right? And because I didn't order all the time, I didn't build up any kind of relationship with the person on the phone. I didn't go into that place enough to build any kind of relationship with the staff. I was just a random guy that, you know, ordered sometimes. But because I've been in the house, I've been ordering a lot, which I normally don't do. And what happens is when the first time the person comes to the door, the delivery person, they don't know who they're encountering. They have no idea. And I've been in the service industry back in the day when I did comedy clubs, and sometimes you take the drinks to people and stuff like that. You don't know what your tip is going to be like. You don't know what the customer is going to be like. And when you're a delivery person going to someone's house, you really don't know what the person's going to be like. So they come up to the house, they have the stuff, they're a little apprehensive. They don't know who you are or what you're going to be like, right? They call you, Mr. Thomas, we're outside with your food. Okay, I'll be down in a second. Thank you, sir. They come up, right? They come to the door. They got the grub. You hand them the bread. And the funny thing about it is no one has counted the money in front of me, right? No one, and they usually don't. The delivery driver usually doesn't count the money in front of you. They usually get into the car. You know, they turn on the roof light and then they start counting the money, right? A lot of times I'll look out the window just to see what the situation is. I know what I gave them. So it's not like I'm not paying them. And I know I gave them a nice tip. So I know what the situation is. And sometimes they'll actually drive away. And it's usually like down the block where you can't see them. Then they'll count the money. Whoop-de-whoop. So I imagine this guy's in the car, you know, and he's like, okay, the $20 bill's on the outside. So I know that covers the amount of money for the food. But let's see what's in the inside of this 20, right? And then they say, see that they gave him a nice tip. And he goes, hey, I can imagine the guy in the car going, hey, all right. So he came to the door, very impersonal, you know, not trying to start small talk. Like, here's your stuff. Give me the money. Get bump up back into the car. Drive down the block. Floop, floop, de floop. Open up the money. Oh, nice tip, right? So I take care of breakfast in-house. I get lunch from them and I'm going, you know, and in the beginning, I didn't feel well enough to really eat more than once a day. So sometimes I didn't even have breakfast, right? So I'd order something for lunch. And lunch was basically breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Was Berliner, okay? Right? Because I didn't feel well. Sometimes it was breakfast the next day because I wasn't feeling well enough to eat all of what I got. So there you go. So I order next time, right? And I see the car pull up. And this time the guy pulls up. He called Mr. Thomas, and the voice is different on the phone. Same person, but the voice is different because he got a nice tip from Mr. Thomas last time. So now instead of Mr. Thomas, your food does, I was like, hey, Mr. Thomas, hey, coming up the block right now, Buster, right? I come to the door. I open it up. I'm standing at the top of the steps hoping he's going to bring the grub quickly because I feel like crap and it's cold outside and being feeling like crap and having cold air hit you in the chest. I'll put it to you this way. It stinks. Right, so he comes walking up, dun, 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 and he's got that, you know, that jazzy walk up the steps, like, about to get a nice tip from this dude, a dop sket da bop de bop de booed, I'm going to get a nice tip from this middle-aged guy, bop de boop de bop, hands me the, hey, you go, Mr. Thomas, oh, talking like a talk show host in the 80s, Mr. Thomas, here's your food, yeah. Right, I give him the bread, of course, it's another nice tip for him, all right, buddy, ha, 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 he goes down the steps, you know, in a nice, you know, that way, you know, you when you run down the steps when you're anticipating something cool, he does that run down the steps, bah, gets in the car, doesn't even look at the money, just pulls away, right? I no need to check. I know he's going to give me $5 more than everybody else does. And he's right. Right? So now all of a sudden, when the guy comes to the house, every time he comes back, he now knows the tip's going to be pretty good. Who am I kidding? Good. Right? So that's the relationship I have with the delivery guy. And when you have a relationship like that with the delivery guy, you find out the kind of leeway the delivery guy has. Because all of a sudden, you know, he has the ability sometimes to grab a couple extra things to throw it in the bag for you. Right? He or she has the kind of juice with the person who's sending out the food where he can go, why don't you throw a couple of boopty floops in the bag for this guy? He's a good dude, right? And all of a sudden you get a soda you didn't order. Oh, this must be someone else's soda. No, Mr. Thomas, that soda's for you. Right? Because I know what it's like to be in the service industry and going to the customer and the customer treats you really well. And I also know what it's like when the customer treats you like crap. I remember I was dating a lady and it was my house. She was at my spot, right? And she says, I'm going to pay for the food this time. I was like, oh, cool. It was like in a big deal. Right. So she goes to the door and I'm behind her and I'm not going to lie. And this is going to sound bad. And I apologize, but this was decades ago, a younger version of myself. She had on shorts. Her butt was jiggling in the shorts. And I was watching her walk to the door like, good God almighty, look at that delicious buttocks. That's what I was thinking, right? So she goes to the door and I noticed the amount of money she's given to the guy. The bill came to, I can't remember what it was. It's decades ago. Say, I'll just make up a number to give you an idea what I'm talking about. Say whatever we were eating came to $19.75, right? And she gave the guy a $20 bill. She basically was giving the guy a 25-cent tip. And the guy's looking at her like, and I'm far enough away because I'm just peeking down at the steps. Okay, I'm peeking down at the steps. I just happened to notice the transaction. I was staring at her buttocks. I knew that I was going to have long-term access to that delicious buttocks later on in the evening. But I was staring at her butt. Don't judge me. Shut up. Right? And then I kind of step out like, what is she doing? And the guy looks at her like, he has a look on his face as if to say, he was discombobulated. Because he was used to my tip. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I've tipped enough where she would have to stiff him 5 or 6 times in a row before he would pee in my food. Okay. So I walk down after she comes up the steps. I run back down. I say, yo, let me make sure the door's locked. I go down the steps and I can see the guy, look on the guy's face. And he's like, if the look on his face was angry enough that I could see it through the back of his head. Yeah, I said it. So I come down and he turns around and looks at me and his face brightens up and I go, hey, buddy. I forgot what I gave him. Whatever it was way more than that. I said, sorry about that. She doesn't know. He goes, oh, okay. I knew something was going on, Mr. Thomas. I knew something was going on because I know you take care of me. I'm like, yeah, man, don't worry about it. I said, and if you ever come here again and you don't get taken care of, I'll catch you the next time, but I'm gonna make sure you good. Okay, man. That's right. Even back then, I gave delivery dudes good tips. You got to do that. Because that's a relationship. There's trust involved. And I know how bad it feels to not get a good tip. So I never do that to people. So now, what I was talking about earlier on when I said Papa Crush, I brought up this delivery driver for a reason. Because when I used to get delivery from the same place back in the day, I had a Papa Crush on two people. And you're probably wondering, what the heck is a Papa Crush? Do I want to hear this, you disgusting weirdo? No, it's not what you think it is. Like, I have a Papa Crush on Yara Shahidi from Blackish and whatever other show she's on, Youngish, Mixedish, Youthish. I don't know what her new show is called, but I have a Papa Crush on her. Now, what is a Papa Crush? You're probably going, dude, she's like 18, 19 years old and you're 52. That's disgusting. No, it's not. Because a Papa Crush is not the kind of crush where you want to do anything sexual with the person. A Papa Crush is when you see a young lady who's a gorgeous and talented and smart young lady, and your only thought is, good Lord, look at her. If I have a daughter, I want my daughter to be like her. That's a Papa Crush. See, you feel bad about judging me now, don't you? You thought it was something gross and disgusting, and you were wrong. I'm going to give you about 5 seconds of silence. I know you're listening in your car, at everybody in the car, or if you're at the gym running on the treadmill. If there's no one around, I want you to vocally apologize to me for thinking I was some kind of pervert. Okay, I am kind of a pervert, but not that type of pervert. I'm going to silently count to five while all of you, and I don't care what country you're in, I know you probably thought the same crap. I'm going to count to five, and it's going to be silent on my end while you all apologize to me for thinking what you thought. Thank you. Apology accepted. So I had a Papa Crush on a dude that came to deliver me some stuff. Dude showed up, great looking young guy, smart guy, hard working guy, great kid. And every time he came to the door, I was happy. One, because I looked at this dude and all I could think was, if I had a kid, if I had a son, I wanted to be just like that dude, right? And every time he would come up, he was always nice and cordial. You know, when you see a young brother that's got his thing together, you know he's not out there doing anything stupid, right? He's doing his thing. He's driving a decent car. He's a good dude, right? And then all of a sudden, we started to have a relationship there, right? And I even told him I had a Papa Crush on him. And once again, I realized that you got to make sure that you label things the right way. You don't say Papa Crush because I'm selling it to you. So it's not a big deal because now that you know what it is. But you got to make sure you tell people that you just think they're cool. Because he looked at me like, what the hell is with this dude? And I said, no, it's not like that. A Papa Crush is when you see somebody that's young and you think, man, if I have a person that's a son or a daughter, I want them to be just like that person. And then he went, oh, okay. I thought something was weird going on there because I liked you and I didn't want you to, I thought something weird was going on. I go, no. And it was actually a compliment and he took it as a compliment and we shook hands and he was kind of proud of himself that some cool dude thought that about him, right? And I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. I still don't know for a fact whether or not he thinks I'm some type of weirdo. I will know the next time I order from this place if the dude comes back because this is his route. If he doesn't come back, that means he's at the pizza place going, that guy's nuts. Never send me back to that weirdo, sick old fool. So ordered something the next time. Bang. He came right back. Hey, Dad. That's what he said to me. Hey, Dad, what's up? And we laughed about it. And then we had conversations. Now, all of a sudden, because I started noticing I was the last stop all the time. No, you're my last delivery for the night. And I tended to order cold sandwiches at the time. So it wasn't like it wasn't like my food got cold. It didn't matter. And then all of a sudden, we started having conversations. Now, you can't have a hour conversation with the delivery guy. And normally the time, amount of time you talk to the delivery guy is about, what, a minute and a half. And all of a sudden we started having about 4.5-5 minute conversations. And we actually started talking about real stuff. Right? So I'm literally giving this dude that I don't really know that well, who I had a papa crush on, meaning I wish I had a son like him, real old guy to young guy advice. And as he would be delivering food to me during the next few months, I started noticing he was actually taking my advice, and I was right about 9 times out of 10, and it was kind of cool. And then one day he pulls up and there's his beautiful young sister in the car with him. And he goes, "Hey, Mr. Thomas, this is my last night." And I go, "Oh, all right. What's going on?" He goes, "Yeah, I did the thing." And so, I'm not going to tell this is his business. "I did the thing with the stuff and the thing with the stuff. Yeah, man. And we're moving to this place to do some stuff with the thing with the stuff." Like I said, I'm not going to spill display his business. I don't want to say what he said to me, but he had made some decisions that were smart decisions. He was making good decisions anyway. But as an older guy, I said, "Why don't you try this? Why don't you try this? Why don't you try this?" And he tried those things and they worked out for him. So now he was going to move off of the delivery thing because he found something that was not just a job, but was going to be more of the beginning of a career. I mean, it was kind of cool that he listened to my dopey behind and that it actually worked out. So much so that on his last night, and I was his last delivery of the evening. He comes up to me, he brings my stuff, right? I give him the tip and gave him the bro hug and everything like that. He know who the beautiful young lady in the car was? It was his girlfriend, and he wanted to introduce her to me. And "You must be Mr. Thomas. Oh, he says this about you, and you're the one that told him the floop de boop doop doop de boop. That was such a good idea. You're such a great guy." So all of a sudden now this guy who was the delivery guy bro hugs me. And his girlfriend gets out of the car, comes up the steps. He's still got the uniform on. And then she gives me a thing on the cheek. "Dad, thanks for giving him such good advice." I said, "All right, you know." And it was the weirdest thing in the world. And he was just the delivery guy. You know, and this is over the course, I think, maybe a year or so. It's just really weird how you build these relationships. And as it turns out, the guy that's delivering to me now, I don't have a papa crush on this guy because the dude's damn near my age. I have a brother relationship with this guy. Not brother, but we're both brothers. Wordplay, moving on. And so it just amazes me how you can build relationships with people in little tiny bits of time. And how sometimes, as surprising as it is, you can impact somebody's life positively just by giving them an extra couple of bucks for your delivery. The amount of money that, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't really affect your life at all. You know, instead of say the tip's supposed to be $2, you make it $5. I tip more than that, but you know what I'm saying, right? In the grand scheme of things, it might not make much difference to you, but to that person, it makes a lot of difference. In this particular case, I was just some dude who was, you know, getting his sandwiches or whatever I was getting at the time from this kid. And because he had such a positive attitude, I had to pop a crush on him. And for those of you that are just listening right now, that means that when you see a younger person, you like them so much, you wish that you had a child that grew up to be like them. And I made the mistake of, and as it turns out, it wasn't a mistake to say it. I mean, it was a mistake to say it because it sounds weird. But fortunately, I had built up enough cool points where the guy just kind of looked at me and gave me extra 10 seconds to explain what I meant before he went, "You weird old fool," you know, right? But I haven't seen this guy in a billion years, you know, and I had a positive impact on this dude's life, apparently. Didn't realize it. And he had a positive, you know, impact on my life, because it just feels kind of cool to know that just my little dopey words of advice that came along with the tip for the sandwiches helped somebody's life be improved just a little bit. Because, I mean, really, what's better than that? If you could do something nice for somebody and their life improves, even if it's just the littlest bit, that's a pretty good damn feeling, isn't it? Right? You've held the elevator for somebody who, when they got in the elevator, they told you they had a fight with their spouse. They got a meeting upstairs. They got in trouble last time because they missed the elevator and their boss wasn't trying to hear it. But you let them get on the elevator. And now they know the elevator's speed enough to know that they're going to make it on time. Thank you. You've held the door for somebody who didn't realize that they had a bad back and they were already preparing for the shot of pain that was going to shoot up their back from pulling on this heavy door. And now they don't have to deal with it this time because you held the door. You let somebody in traffic. You didn't have to, but why the heck not? Right. And you know that thing a person does where they put their fist up like, yeah, thank you, or their thumb up. Thank you. And usually it's just a quick thumbs up. But the thumb stays up for a long period of time, even though they know you saw it, but they keep the thumb up. If somebody is keeping the thank you thumb up for a quarter mile, it means they really needed to be in the traffic. They were really late and you really impacted their life positively. I know it's a corny thing, but it does kind of feel good, doesn't it? So that's why I do things like that. Right? So I hope that you find a mama or a papa crush and you see some young person that's so cool that you wish you had a child just like them. Right. Or maybe somebody has a papa mama crush on you and they think that you're so cool that they want to have an uncle or a dad or somebody like that because like you. And maybe we could be a little kinder to each other sometimes. Maybe we could be a little nicer to each other. That would be cool too. Right? That's all I'm saying. All right. Thank you for coming back. See, I told you it wasn't weird. Once you figure out what I'm talking about, you hear me explain it. It wasn't weird at all, was it? And it happened to you too, didn't it? Of course it did. Of course it did. And for my young audience, it hasn't happened yet because you're not old enough. But you've probably been on the other end of it. Somebody probably felt that way about you. And that's not a bad thing. Okay, folks. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for the well wishes, and I will see you again next time. Much love to you.